Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Happy birthday to the University of the Pacific's McGeorge School of Law, celebrating 100 years in Sacramento. It is quite the story. Back in 1924, McGeorge started as a one-room night school, and back then it was called Sacramento College of Law. Now the school is one of the top-ranked international law schools in the West. And you may also remember that McGeorge was home to retired Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, who was also a professor there from 1965 to 1988. The school is planning several events to mark its centennial. Joining us is Michael Hunter Schwartz, professor and dean of McGeorge School of Law here in Sacramento. And a note, McGeorge is a financial supporter of Cap Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you. It's such a treat. I mean, 100 years. I mean, I knew it had been around for a long time, but 100 years is definitely a feat. You've been the dean at McGeorge now since 2017. So that's like 7 years, give or take, in this role. What have you learned about McGeorge and the role that it plays in Sacramento?
So it's kind of blown me away. When I got to McGeorge, I had no idea we had 400 alumni judges, that we have 14,000 alums, about 4,000 in the greater Sacramento area, and in every area, business law and businesses and government, of course. You had Senator Ashby, who's a McGeorge alum, on right before me. So the impact of McGeorge is enormous, and especially because our students are serving every single department of the government as interns and externs, and they are serving the community in our clinics. We have a clinic that focuses on housing issues. We have a clinic that focuses on...
And these are free legal clinics for people.
They're free. A clinic focuses on elder law, like recovers about $1.5 million a year for people that lost it to relatives and caretakers.
Wow. So financial abuse as well. I mean, there's a lot of services for the community. It's not just like all the benefits within McGeorge School of Law stay within the campus. You know, they actually go and transcend beyond the campus to the city and just the region. You know, we talked a little bit about the history. I mean, it was like two sentences. It's a century old, 1924, started as a one-room night school, obviously has grown exponentially since then. Can you walk us through some of the school's history and key moments?
Yes. So Adrian McGeorge was the founding dean. He served for about 3 or 4 years and then passed away. And I think the board felt really bad that they killed off of a young man as dean, which probably tells you everything you need to know about being a dean. And then it was sort of a quiet period for a number of years. And then two major things happened. One is that a Sacramento icon, Gordon Shaber, was named dean of the law school. And the second is that the law school joined the University of the Pacific. And those two things were major transformative things. They led to the law school becoming accredited by the American Bar Association, the American Association of Law Schools. They quickly grew the prestige of the law school, enjoyed one of the highest bar pass rates in the state of California every single year. So the most explosive time was that in that early Dean Shaber year, and he was a miracle. He lasted like 30 years as dean.
Wow, 3 decades. I mean, that's tremendous. When it comes to probably maybe arguably the most notable person to come out of McGeorge, which is the retired Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. I mean, I didn't realize that his presence on campus teaching there. Am I correct? It's been it spans like over 50 years.
Yes, absolutely. So after he stopped teaching in our night program, he started teaching in our summer program in Salzburg. And one of my greatest honors was to get to see him teach in person. He is a great teacher, and you'd be surprised what a kind human being he is as a teacher. Can I tell you a story?
Please.
So he does what every law professor in America has done forever. He calls on a student, asks her a hypothetical question, and she says, "What would you do if you were the lawyer? What would you argue?" And the woman articulates the argument she would make, and he said, "You know, that wasn't what I was looking for. It's better."
Yeah, that encouragement, especially, I think in all higher education, but law school, I think, is probably hard to come by. So I think that's very, very much appreciated. You know, I would imagine Justice Kennedy is the longest serving faculty member. I mean, does he stay connected with the school these days?
He is our longest serving faculty member. He is not teaching for us anymore, but I'm in regular touch with him and his family and his friends. He is a great friend from the law school. Periodically, he'll call me or I'll call him and he'll say, "Hi, boss," which is the most absurd thing in the world for a Supreme Court justice to say to me. But he's a very gracious person. He has very strong opinions. People say that he and Shaber were two of the three refounders of the law school.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a student of law, you know, or aspiring student of law, what makes McGeorge a unique place to learn as opposed to or compared to, you know, other well-known law schools in California, you know, UCLA, Berkeley or Hastings?
So two really big things. One is that we're one of only six schools in the country where to graduate, you have to have two clinic or externship experiences, two, three semesters of legal writing. Three, we have an alumni student mentoring program that's a required part of our curriculum. So one side is the practical training. That's really been our brand for our entire existence. And then the other side is that, and this is really, you know, aligns with what you said about Justice Kennedy's teaching, we're actually a very supportive law school. So like before finals every fall, the faculty, staff, and administration cook our favorite side dishes and desserts. And I do that and cover the cost of the main course. And we serve it to students to wish them good luck on finals.
Oh, that's wonderful. Because I've had some friends who have gone to law school and I have felt vicariously that stress that they go through for those 3 years. That also includes hoping to pass the bar on the first try. You know, McGeorge students, I mean, they've had a high pass rate of this bar exam. I think it's the highest pass rate in like a quarter century, 25 years. What do you attribute that to?
The faculty at McGeorge has really put a lot of work into supporting student success on the bar exam. The reality is people go to law school because they want to become practitioners. And so that's the bar, both literally and figuratively. So we have a post-graduation program that's free to students to help them pass the bar in addition to their bar review course. We have a scholarship for students who can't afford to take time off from work to study for the bar. And we have a scholarship. If students do everything we recommend that they do to study for the bar, they get a $500 reimbursement toward the cost of their bar review course.
Oh, wow. You know, I mean, because what you're really hitting at is barriers and accessibility, right? You know, I mean, going to law school is very expensive. You know, having the time and the bandwidth to really devote to studying and passing the bar. But, you know, you're helping make those in a pun or figure the bar lower, like those hurdles, you know, more achievable.
Yes, we seem to be playing with that bar metaphor a lot. But yes, and there's a lot more that we do to support student success. When I went to law school, they said, you know, one final exam at the end of an entire year. We have finals at the end of each semester, plus midterms in the first semester, plus practice midterms, plus practice midterms. So, and we put every student into a structured study group facilitated by an upper division student. So really focused on caring for and supporting the students.
Yeah, not just getting into law school, but actually creating an environment where they can get out of law school and pass the bar. Which is great. Finally, I mean, 100 years. I mean, are there any events planned to celebrate this huge milestone?
Oh, your timing is great. Tonight we have the second event of our centennial celebrations. Dean Erwin Chemerinsky is coming over from Berkeley. He's going to give a talk arguing that we should start over with the Constitution and publish something in our law review about that. Last week, we had a toast to our 100th anniversary, we had arranged something with our Conservatory of Music to do a flash mob song.
Fun. See, law students can be fun. Law school can be fun. Thank you so much, Dean Schwartz.
Thank you so much for having me.
And congratulations. Happy centennial.
Thank you very much.
Michael Hunter Schwartz is the professor and dean of the University of the Pacific's McGeorge School of Law, and they are celebrating 100 years. And a note, McGeorge is a financial supporter of Cap Radio. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can reach out to us. Send us an email, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer and audio engineer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Wednesday. We'll catch you right back here tomorrow.